We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When a guy like Machado, a big superstar free agent, goes to a team other than the Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, etc., people can't scream, "Oh my gosh, the rich always get richer in baseball." This is a team, the Padres, that has been a low revenue team. A team that's been rebuilding, trying to get its prospects into the big league level. And here they are investing in Hosmer last year, Machado this year. They've still got Will Myers on the books. I'm not sure they're happy about that. This is a very positive move for the Padres, who are trying to establish a beachhead in San Diego, so to speak. The Chargers are gone. So here's a team that wants to really seize the marketplace. And
I talk for a living, and I don't think I've ever used the word beachhead.
Yeah, what? That's somebody trying to sound too smart. And as a guy that has made a career out of trying
Ken
to sound
Rosenthal
smarter than he is.
On MLB Network there.
Like, in that minute, Ken Rosenthal was like, it's not good enough, because Jeff Passan broke the news, I think, before he did. It's not good enough for me to talk about this. I got to throw beachhead in there.
10 years, $300 million for Machado. It is the biggest contract in American sports history.
Because its average value is more than Giancarlo's. Which
yes.
was 325 for like 12 years or whatever.
What's Chris Mueller think?
What's
Chris Mueller's big take? If you got to kick down the door or break through the wall like the Kool-Aid man and give a strong take here on Machado, what would you say?
Manny Machado is not worth anywhere near $30 million a year, and I am thrilled that he got it.
Okay.
Because
why?
It's an owner ponying up to pay for the second best player on the market. Now Bryce Harper, by rights, should get more. And probably will. And at least the top two free agents will have gotten mega deals. And we won't have this continuing farce where people say, well, you don't have to spend to win. They don't correlate one-to-one. Like Rob Manfred holds his nose in nerd voice and says, it's not really all about how much you spend. I was thrilled that John Henry came out and said, spending more money does help.
Do you trust, I know we just made fun of Rosenthal's vocabulary, but do you trust his reporting? Do you?
Yeah, I think he's a good reporter.
When he puts things out there, you don't think he's throwing bleep against the wall?
No.
He said during that interview on MLB Network today that the Padres are one of the lower revenue teams in Major League Baseball. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, where they rank, but I take lower to mean at the most they're in the lower half, right? They're not.
I take it to mean like 15. 16 to 20. I really take it to mean in that 16 to 20, maybe 22 range.
Okay, but we're not calling the Padres a big market team because they're an hour south of Los Angeles without traffic. We're not looking at the San Diego Padres, who don't have a foothold in the LA market, as a big market team. They like the Pirates. If you draw the, if you like make a circle and include like what quote unquote Padres country is. Mm-hmm. You can't go north because they're Dodgers fans. There are probably a lot of Dodgers fans in San Diego, to be honest.
Honestly,
they have to go south to Mexico.
I was going
to
say, they're probably the team of Mexico.
Although Valenzuela played for the Dodgers, so it's like, I don't even think that's
true.
There
might still be some legitimacy to them being
San Diego's a huge
city. It's a big military-like transplant town. There's a ton of military bases, so as somebody points out, it might be somewhat of a home away from home for other teams. Go out there, you're playing San Diego.
Yeah.
It's a pleasant time.
I
heard somebody describe it as Oklahoma City, but in Southern California.
Okay. So they don't, but the point is, they don't have, the Cardinals are in a smaller city, but they have a huge footprint.
Correct.
The Padres don't have that. They are a lower revenue team, if you believe what Rosenthal said.
Mm-hmm.
If a lower revenue team can afford a $300 million contract, and last year, a lower revenue team can sign Eric Hosmer to a $144 million contract. What's everybody else's excuse?
Shouldn't be any.
I mean, and I don't...
This is the second time they've gone for it, too, in like a decade. where they've tried to spend big money to bring in guys. Preller went on a signing spree when he first got the job.
Justin Upton, right?
Yeah, he went on a big – I mean, he tried to make splashy
Craig
moves
Kimbrell.
All over the place.
So all I'm asking is if the Padres can give out one really big contract and now the biggest contract in baseball history, why can't a team like the Pirates give out one? Just one. Just one.
Well, just one. Can.
Whether it's a shortstop because you've got Eric Gonzalez and Kevin Newman, whether it's a starting pitcher, although I don't know if you want to say the starting pitcher is the better bet in terms of when you give out a giant contract to somebody in their 20s and 30s. But if the teams that don't make a lot of money can give out these contracts, and they're not idiots, they know it could absolutely backfire because the success rate on these contracts is not very high.
If Mike Trout was available today, every team in baseball could sign him to a $400 million deal. And he is the rare player who is probably worth $50 million a year. If Manny Machado is worth $30, Mike Trout, I would pay 10 years, $500 million.
I was trying to
and
look at this.
And every team could do that. Every single team.
I was trying to look at this move through the lens of a Pirates fan. And I would think you would fight two very strong feelings here that would kind of run opposed to each other. The first one is it's nice to see a team that isn't the Cubs, Yankees, Red Sox, big market Dodgers. It's nice to see one of those teams did not get Manny Machado. But then once you do that, you ask yourself, well, why can't we ever do something like this? Why not? One time.
Do you think that I'm not even going to limit it to the Pirates, but the Reds, like Homer Bailey signed a $100 million deal.
Dude, the Reds have Votto's contract.
I know they have Votto, and that's a monster one. The Pirates, Rays, Athletics.
And I don't think the Reds have – do the Reds feel like they're not getting their money's worth out of the Votto deal?
People there have bitched and moaned that he doesn't hit enough home runs
well,
and he's
screw
too
them.
Judicious at the plate. Well, they should not trade him. They should keep him out of spite and make him continue to take walks. But I think if you're a fan of about five or six teams, the Reds being a weird outlier and that they're not a big market team, but they did sign one of those deals for a guy – this is a story or a situation that doesn't even feel – it makes me feel cut off from the rest of baseball if I'm a fan of several teams that won't do this or haven't done this and have shown no inclination to do this.
I would just like to get – and they probably would not give it to you on the record. And I'm not even sure you'd get, like, a straight assessment. But I do think it would be interesting if somebody from the Pirates could tell you why the Padres can make a move like this and we can't.
I would, if I had to guess, it would be even though they're not like the foothold. You know, we laughed. It's a city of transplants. It's the climate. There's so much stuff to do there and so on and so forth. I would imagine that San Diego, which has like a metropolitan population of 5 million people, which is twice that of Pittsburgh, just about.
They also have a big TV deal.
They have a huge deal based on the population that they can hit.
They've
got like
a $200 million
deal. And by the way, the Los Angeles Dodgers have that huge TV deal, but virtually nobody in LA can see their games because of carriage fees and all this other weird stuff. So if you want to watch baseball on TV, there's a decent chance you're probably watching the Padres in that part of the country.
Do you feel like the Padres leapfrogged the Pirates with this move for 2019?
If you believe that Machado is worth six or seven wins more than the guy he was going to replace, very possibly, yes. Because I think the Padres were probably in that realm of a high 70s win team. They might be a mid-80s win team now. Listen, if they go like 88 and 74 and challenge for the wild card, he's good, he will have been worth every penny.
Can you name one Padres pitcher?
Tyson Ross.
I don't think he's there anymore.
Hold on, now I got to look.
Joe Ross is in Washington.
I thought Tyson Ross was...
They've got a bunch of L's. Lucchesi.
Hold on. Ah, crap, he's on the Tigers.
Right. Okay.
He was traded to the Cardinals from the Padres last year. Damn it.
So you can't name any of their pitchers. That team's not going to win more games than it loses. The Padres have nine players ranked in Baseball America's top 100. This is a long play for them. Machado's only in his mid-20s. Here's a question I like to bat around with Machado, and I got an interesting answer from Jermichael, of all people, on this. Actually, I think you might have been in the room. Is it? Can you criticize the Pirates for taking Tyone ahead of Machado? Is that a legitimate criticism? Of the draft misses, it's not on the Moscos or Tony Sanchez scale. But if you're going through the Neil Huntington administration, his hits and misses, is Tyone over Machado a miss?
I am thinking about right now, I am thinking about the draft that they were both drafted in. And I'm looking.
It went Harper, Tyone,
Machado. No, I
know.
I know. Here's how I'm going to look at it. I'm just going to look at war for that draft. Machado's been worth 33 wins. He has more. He's worth more wins than Harper in that draft so far.
How many has Tyone been worth so far?
7.8.
Yeah.
The two guys around him are at 60.2 or 61.2. So.
Is that one of those things where you would want to, because I would want to then ask my director of scouting who would run the draft, what made you think Tyone was better than Machado? High school pitcher.
I think he was a
lot of risk.
I think he was thought of as a projectable guy. The thing I wonder about Machado, too, when I consider his career, I feel like the Pirates have been pretty conservative by and large. I think this is a fair thing to say about them in terms of how they have brought prospects up, big ones. They've tried to wait. I think Neil Huntington's on the record as saying he waits to see them fail and rebound at AAA before he wants them to move up. Is Machado in the Pirates lineup, big league club lineup, in his age 19 season?
No.
No. And that year, he showed that he could hang with major league pitching. The next year, he was okay. The next year, okay. And then it was 2015, where he exploded at the age of 22, which with the Pirates might have been his first full season in the bigs. And by that time, he had already logged one full season and then been, I guess, injury shortened in the other one and had come up.
They don't skyrocket or accelerate guys like Puig or Soto.
Jose Guillen is the last guy I can remember they did this for, and they maybe rightly feel somewhat snake bit as a result. He went single A to the majors. Can you remember a guy that they intended to be a central piece of the puzzle who went and jumped in a major, massive way?
They don't promote a guy like Acuna in Atlanta, and they get rewarded for it. They win a division when nobody expects them to do it.
Baseball is getting, if you're going to have situations now where you're going to have arbitration get fought over, players will get promoted younger and younger.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Not getting a lot of traction on our Mrs. Big Chest question on Twitter. If Antonio Brown is Mr. Big Chest, who is Mrs. Big Chest? Is it the person he's dating right now? Would she start to call herself that?
I think actually, somebody actually sent us a Twitter feed of a woman whose claim is having the biggest boobs in the world and in the universe. Mm. But
you want to retweet that for our
I would say this. If he is Mr. Big Chest, does not Dolly Parton need to be Mrs. Big Chest in this equation? She's very like intentionally jokey about them, calls them the Smoky Mountains, etc.
Dolly Parton.
She's a legend.
Oh, absolutely.
A legend.
She's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, she's one of the ones when they created the Halls of Fame, they were thinking about the Dolly Partons of the world. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.